This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. FanDuel Sportsbook presents BetQL Daily. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday as we get set for NFL Wildcard Weekend. Chris Mack is going to join the show next hour from out in Pittsburgh, 93.7 The Fan, also part of the BetQL Network. We'll do a deep dive on the Steelers and the Chiefs for Sunday Night Football. I'm excited to hear what Chris has to say about that game and if he thinks this, because Joe, I feel like you've been hinting at the last 2 days that maybe we're going too far with that one. Because that's of all six games, the one I think we've kind of dismissed, and not just us, but everyone, like the other games have, you know, each side you can make the case for. I haven't heard one person really make the case for Pittsburgh. I wonder if Chris will. It's interesting that one's gotten like pushed aside this week.
Yeah, I wonder because I think, I don't know. I'm on the outside, so I'm curious what Chris has to say. But it feels like maybe the city is taking on the us against the world mentality. And even Ben was doing that at the microphone yesterday, too.
And I know we're going to do Joe Knows today, but someone did tweet a question regarding that because you're seeing so much propaganda on your timeline about Ben's last, you know, before he retires, this could be a, you know, a big emotional game. How much is that going to weigh into this? And I'm not buying any of that. I mean, the Steelers just aren't good. So I'm not going to let the narrative factor into my handicapping decisions. It would be a wonderful story, but no, I don't think it'll happen.
All right, let's bring on Simon Hunter here of the Action Network, our guest. He is joining us on the Roman guest line to talk about Wildcard Weekend in the NFL. Simon, welcome back to the show. I hope you're doing well. Fun weekend coming up here. Simon, I got to start first with you because I know you're interested in this from a lot of perspectives. Eagles, Bucks, what's your thoughts here? 8.5's the number. I see the Eagles sweatshirt there, Kelly Green. You're speaking my language, Simon. There it is. What do you think here? 8.5 feels like a big number to me, Simon. I'm on the Eagles side. What do you think?
I'm on the big number, Joe. I think you're crazy talking about us winning outright. I love that about you, but we know the deal. We're going to be up by 2 or 3 points. Tom Brady's going to have the ball with a minute left. We know what's going to happen. I just think it's funny, too, as an Eagles fan, I still got PTSD thinking about the time we won the Super Bowl. I mean, we were up 8 points, and I still thought we were going to lose somehow just because it was Tom Brady. And right. I know mathematically it didn't work that way, but, yeah, this upcoming game, I think the hype has just reached a boiling point with this Tampa Bay team. This line shot all the way up to 10 at one point on Monday night or Sunday night, and the pros came and they bet it back down to 8.5. This is a good number. It should sit at 8. It should sit at 8.5. Anywhere above 7, you're getting a good number with this. I look at it as the most public game of the week. I know people are going to think the Chiefs will be. It's going to be Tampa. This is an easy number to tease down. It's cheaper on the money line. Everyone's going to come in on this Bucks number. So to me, I feel like we're getting free points here. This number, I made it 7. We're getting 8.5. There's no way that the secondary of this Bucks team, that's their biggest weakness. Obviously, we want to hope for the run team, the run defense to be their weakness. It's the secondary. We know their secondary is not good. For me, Devontae Smith, Goddard, these are the guys that need to step up. That's how we're going to cover this back door. So if you're getting 8.5, I feel like you're getting a number that you're always going to be in this game. I just can't see an Eagles team getting blown out. The way we've played all season, we're always in these games. I saw some stat. If you just flip the one-score matchups the Eagles have had this year, we would have been the one seed in the NFC. So this is just a very competitive team. I just feel like The public will come in on the Buccaneers. You can maybe wait, but I would grab that 8.5 now, just in case the professionals like me, we're going to keep taking this 8.5. I'm going to keep betting this number. As long as it stays above 7, you're getting a really good number with this Eagles team.
What do you think with the weather, Simon? What do you think with the weather? There's a big chance of rain, winds. The total in this game's dropped from, what, 49.5 a couple days ago? It's down to 46 now. You think the weather's going to impact it? It feels like that should benefit the Eagles running the football.
100%. And again, it's Tampa, so that's probably normal, the fact they're predicting a rainstorm in Tampa. But, yeah, if for a running team, that's our dream. If it could rain, that's a huge, huge advantage to the Eagles, just because, like you just said, we're a running team. When these two teams met, we weren't the team we are now. We were still trying to figure out what our identity was. Again, this is typical playoff football. The weather, like we'll talk about a bunch of these games, that's going to be a major factor in a lot of these games. And this is no different. This is one of these. I'll be on the dog. I'll be on the under. Not just because of the weather, but that's just an added bonus to this game.
With that said, Simon, typically for this weekend, it's about the heavy favorites, the ones north of a touchdown. Now, what I've noticed is throughout the week, as we've broken down these games, I'm more underdogs, which is making me uncomfortable. And a few days of sports betting content out there in the world and just following along on Twitter and some of the stuff that's out there before most of the public jumps in, it's a lot of underdog talk. I don't even think we have a game right now if you go to the books and you see bet splits of 70-80% on one side, which is making me quite uncomfortable. Make me think that it could be a whole lot of favorites this weekend, even though the majority of them are shorter spreads. What's your thought on the public? It's been a lot of Raiders. That line has been bouncing around. The others have been pretty stagnant, and I'm surprised on that Chiefs one that we're not at 14 yet.
Yeah, people should always pause. Someone, especially like me, I love taking dogs. Wild card weekend, I always go slanted towards the favorites. Historically, too, I believe the last 3 years or 4 years, it's 15-7 ATS, the favorites to the underdog. It just usually goes towards the favorites where, like you just said, I feel like people will come in. The Raiders one is interesting, the one you just touched on, where I've talked to a lot of professionals. They love that number for the Raiders. I think they're playing off, too, the Cincy history, what's been 1992, the last time Cincinnati's won a playoff game. That's great. That's crazy long history. I get their reasoning behind that. You're getting a plus 220 dog. That's fair value to take in a situation where the Cincinnati's choked every time. To me, when I look at that Bengals game, the biggest thing that stuck out to me was just the rest disparity. Like the Raiders played Sunday night. Their defense played, I believe, 89 snaps. Now they're traveling on a short week, Saturday, first game, 4:00. To go play Cincinnati, who just rested their starters. So that one is where if you like the Raiders, maybe take them first half. But by second half, that team is going to have tired legs. We've just seen it time and time again. That's the biggest benefit to these teams at rest. You see the discrepancy. Teams with rest, they come out slow. Yeah, that does happen. But we've seen it in the second half. That's when these teams really, really, really take off against these teams that have played extended time. So for me, nothing's changed with that Bengals number. I've taken it at 4.5. I took it at 5. Bounce back up to 5.5. Now it's dropped down to 5 again. That's going to be bouncing up and down all week just because so many professionals, they like the angle of taking that Vegas team.
What about this Patriot at Bills game? Definitely going to be another weather game. Really cold there. What's your assessment of this matchup?
Gut reaction right away. I just looked at it and I thought to myself, I'm getting Belichick at 4 points. I'll take that every time. I mean, I try to look past the whole Mac factor. And I've seen it. Mac, he's never played in freezing cold temperatures. The one time he did play was against the Bills. He threw it 3 times. It's like, we don't really know what to expect from this kid. But I have to believe in Bill. I have to believe in this defense. My favorite bet actually is just the under. I look at two of these. Both these teams are just elite defenses. It's the third time they played each other. I don't really care about the cold. I know some people bet unders just because it's cold. I don't really care about that kind of stuff. I'm looking more at both these teams' strengths are their defenses. I know that's crazy to think with the Bills, but if you look statistically, the Bills have a top 3 defense this year. Their offense isn't even top 5. So they've actually had a strength this year with their defense, has kept them in games, has kept them in close battles. This Patriots team, if they can run the ball, especially this first half, if the Patriots get, let's say, 14-10 lead in the first half,
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
There's 100% chance they're going to cover that number. They're a team that needs to ball control against a Bills team that we've seen it. They just want to pass. They just want to pass. They don't want to be running it. And, again, we joke all the time, they're a team that's built for a dome. Unfortunately for them, they're playing outdoors, and they're playing in really freezing temperatures. So we saw last week Josh Allen was trying to throw those balls into his receivers. They were dropping his passes because he's throwing it so hard. It's because he doesn't get it. It's freezing out. He's trying to throw a bullet when it's – these guys can't feel their hands. So I'm a little nervous. I've seen some pro money, and I've talked to other professionals who've come in on the Bills. They're buying the hype train. I'm happy taking that value. I took it at 4.5. It dropped back down to 4. As long as it stays above 3, I think you're going to get really a good number here with this Patriots team.
We're talking to Simon Hunter of the Action Network. Simon, 4:30 Sunday, Dallas 49ers. I feel like I'm back in 1994 all over again. This is going to be fun, and I look at this as possibly the highest scoring game of the weekend. Total's 51. Let me throw it this way. Which quarterback do you trust more not to screw this up? They're both good quarterbacks. I like them both. But they both could screw this up. Jimmy G has a tendency to make that back-breaking pick. But that was a big drive he led last weekend to win that game for them. I like Dallas in this spot. What do you think?
I wish I could say that I trusted Jimmy more than Dak, but I have to trust Dak more. I've just seen it where Dak is – he is a higher level of talent. But in this exact position with these two different teams, a lot of these matchups really do favor this 49ers team. The Dallas has not fared well against good run teams. And I think the last top 10 run team they played against was in early November. So they've had a nice little 2 months here where they haven't really played against good run teams. Again, the Eagles, that was kind of a BS game. Like, we sat our starters. It's hard to really take much away from our run game against them. This all really favorites this 49ers team. If they can run the ball against this Dallas defense that is not good against the run, we've seen it. Jimmy's really bad in between the sticks. That's where he's terrible. He's been going outside. We've seen Shanahan really switch up their offense where they're having Debo on the sides or they're having Kittle on the sidelines. They're not really having him throw too much in the middle. Again, they're healthy right now, the 49ers. Like, the Jimmy's the only real injury they had. We saw it last week. He wasn't right in that first half. I don't know if they shot his hand up or whatever it was in the second half, but he came out and he was just literally dropping dimes. They, like you said, they had that big comeback to win that game. I made this line a pick. I've moved it to -1 for Dallas just off. They got Parsons back. Like, a bunch of their guys, they got off the COVID list. I've moved it to -1 for them. Still think you're getting a great number here in the 49ers. I've actually – this is my longest shot for Super Bowl. I took them at 20-1 to win the Super Bowl just because I'm looking at – they got Jimmy, who's been to the Super Bowl. They got the coach that's been to the Super Bowl. You could argue this team is more talented than the team they took to that Super Bowl. And now we talk about the NFC. That's why, like, the Eagles are a good sleeper team. The NFC is horrible run defenses. The Green Bay is a horrible run defense. Dallas is a horrible run defense. Tampa hasn't been the same since they've had all these injuries to their run defense. So come these late season, I like taking the team that can run the ball, control it. So that's why I really do like the 49ers in this matchup.
Agree. With Simon Hunter, this is BetQL Daily. Simon's an NFL pro bettor, co-host of Favorites Podcast with Chad Millman. Follow him on Twitter at SimonHunterTAN. Okay, better bet on Sunday night. Chiefs -12.5 or Chiefs first half -7?
Take them both. Take them both.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's – I think, again, people are going to get scared off because that big number. Historically, big numbers like that, a big home favorite, usually wins. Like, if it's if it's shifted the other way where it's a big favorite on the road, that's when you take the road dog to cover that number. We saw it last year. Washington, they were hosting Tampa. I have no idea how they did it, but they covered that number as a dog with Taylor Heineke. Same thing. We kind of flip it here where it's, I know Big Ben had that talk about, hey, no one believes us. We're going to go in there and have fun. That's all fun and good, but let's really back up and look at what this team has done in Pittsburgh. I get it. They ran through the Browns with their backups and a banged-up Baker midfield. Then they beat the Ravens with a banged-up Ravens team and a backup quarterback for the Ravens. Now they're going to Arrowhead to play Mahomes, a team that blew them out early in the season. All these matchups just offensively favored towards this Kansas City team. Hill's back healthy. Kelsey's healthy. They're all practicing. Pittsburgh, I'll give it to Big Ben. It's been amazing what he's done. It's easy when you can just take away the run from them. If you just shut down the run, you make Big Ben throw it on them, that's an impossible thing to win with. We've just seen Big Ben just doesn't have it left in his arm. He just does not. So when I'm looking at this matchup, I'm with you, Joe. If this stays below 14, I'll be over the Chiefs. But taking the -7 the first half, that's a good number as well.
We talked a lot about the sides. Are there any props that you might be looking at for this Super Wild Card weekend?
Props are tough, especially when you're at this point. Like that Bills game, I'll be looking towards running back props because I do think that'll be a run-heavy game, especially for that Patriots team. So it's more likely I'll be betting unders. Like Mac, I can already tell you I'm going to be betting Mac's under. How many completions or passes? I just don't see Bill letting this rookie dictate what's going to happen in this game. He's going to maybe let him throw it on third downs, but very rare we're going to see him pass in first and second down. So that's a prop I've been eyeing. But again, the books are getting smart. They usually don't put these props up till either that morning or right before the game starts because they've just been getting burned. And we saw last week everyone betting these incentive props. The books got crushed. People really took advantage of those props. So it is tough getting the best of the line with these props, especially player props, before these games kick off.
Simon, we have about a minute left. Monday Night Football, we're going to get the Rams and the Cardinals. This number's down to 3.5 now. Rams 3.5. And Stafford's turned the ball over left and right. And we know Kingsbury late in the season stinks. Which side do you lean here? Third time we're seeing this matchup.
And it's a lot of pros I've talked to, they love the Cardinals. I can't do it. I'm actually going to go with the Rams. I'm going to take the home team. Stafford, yeah, he's been a train wreck. But you look at this team, they're one of the best offensive lines. They have one of the best defensive lines. And you just talk about the coaching matchup. I have to give the edge to McVay in this kind of matchup. So a little scary the pros are coming in, but I'm still going to be taking the Rams in this matchup.
Great stuff. Simon, we appreciate you hopping on. We'll be listening over at the Action Network. There we go. Simon Hunter of the Action Network on the Roman Guest Line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first one. That's GetRoman.com/BetQL. Joe knows on the other side. Right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.